Nigel in the Moon by Antoine Edie. Hi, my name is Nigel. I am an astronaut, a dancer, and a superhero too. Among the stars, he swirls quietly soaring in the still of the night. With pride, his chest swells and his eyes, they glow. His smile, it shines. Now, the moon isn't the brightest body in the sky. Nigel is. And so are his dreams. But even with dreams so bright, he isn't ready for the world to see. The first day of career week has arrived, and Nigel schools takes trips to the library. Book after book, page after page, his classmates choose their favorite jobs. Nigel flips and he flips and he flips again. But a dancer like him cannot be found. On the second day, his class shadows their parents at work. House after house, block after block, Nigel follows his mom. With feet planted on the ground, Nigel looks to the sky, and the distance from here to there grows larger still. Back in his bed, he searches for the moon. In the dark hue of the night, he finds it once more. And there between the moon and him, his dreams are waiting. Tomorrow, I'll tell the world, he says. Yet he quivers at the thought. On the third day, the teacher asks, what would you like to do when you grow up? A doctor, an engineer like my dad, a veterinarian. Nigel shrinks into his chair. I don't know. He can't bring himself to whisper the word superhero. But later that night, he tells the moon his hopes, and out the window they glide far, far away, where no one can pull them down. And one day, I'll land on the moon, dance ballet, and wear a cape with honor. But Nigel also worries, and he shares that with the moon, what if I wish to be too many things, he wonders. When the sun rises, he packs his dreams away again. On the fourth day, his teacher asks, what are your parents' careers? My mom is a surgeon. My dad is a weatherman. My mother's the president of a big candy company. Now all eyes are on Nigel. My parents, he pauses. They asked, then asked to be excused. That night he tells the moon the truth. I am scared, and my parents don't have fancy jobs. Will my class laugh if I tell them? It's easy to tell the moon his truth. It's easy to tell the moon his dreams, but Nigel is not ready to tell the world. The next morning, Nigel makes his way downstairs. Dream big, son, Dad says, and be proud of who you are, says Mom. The final day of career week is here, and some special guests have arrived. An author, a chef, but that's not all. The teacher says, come in, Mr. and Mrs. Strong, and Nigel slides down in his chair, but a shy smile grows across his face. His mom introduces herself first. I'm a postage carrier, and I help connect people around the world. love letters, birthday cards, postcards, and more. I deliver them all. His dad follows, and I'm a truck driver. Most days, it feels like I'm driving a monster truck. Vroom. The class erupts in laughter. Looking around the room, Nigel can tell it's the good kind. Above all, his dad adds, pointing at his son, raising Nigel has been the best job ever. And with pride, Nigel's chest swells. His eyes glow and his smile shines. At night, he tells the moon his dreams. But today, he takes a stand. I'd like to say something. Niall joins his parents in front of the class. I want to be an astronaut on the moon, or a dancer on the stage. And when the world needs a superhero, I want to be that too. At night, he tells the moon his dreams, but telling the world isn't so scary after all. The end.